Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now. We are starting this segment off with news of Otero County having a call with Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Can you share with us what happened with the call?
Yes. So last week, Otero County leaders, commissioners, joined a call with, I believe it's 13 other counties, in which Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham addressed concerns that the counties directly had with items coming out of her office. Now, of course, the discussions about the recently signed and the upcoming gun legislation was at the forefront of those discussions, but also being talked about are things like economy, job building, safety in communities. So it was an all-out call where they touched these many topics, but I think that the big news is that Otero County leaders came out of the call feeling as though the issues that they really wanted to address, the questions they really wanted answered, were not answered. So it's just another step in opening up communication between the governor's office and the counties, and specifically Otero County.
Was there anything specific that the leaders in Otero County feel that they didn't get addressed by the governor?
Well, let me just say, they went into the call thinking that the governor was going to ask them to resend recently passed city and county resolutions regarding their stance on the Second Amendment gun issues. Now, she didn't ask that specifically, but she did ask them to reconsider what she called the misinformation circulating about those bills. They wanted specifically addressed reassurances that they were going to be able to handle the issue on the way that they saw fit. Beyond that, they also, I believe, were interested in getting solid answers about what the governor intends for the southern counties over the length of her administration. You know, there is in southern New Mexico the question about building our economies, about community safety and community policing. There's a strong question about how the money being generated in the southern counties is being spent by the administration and the legislature. I mean, these are all burning questions in the minds of those living and working in Otero County in the southern counties. But I believe that the message from the call was more strongly here. We're here to listen. We might not have all the answers, but, you know, it's an open channel of communication.
Okay, we just have a little bit under a minute left, but I'd like to hear more about a push from folks in the area to make White Sands National Monument a national park.
So it's not a new issue. This was tried before in 2017. You know, White Sands is a huge economic driver for the area, 600,000 visitors last year, $31 million in spending. Susan Montoya out of the Associated Press had a great piece that we shared on Alamogordo Daily News website. And it is going back to that first push, which is we believe it'll be stronger as a national park. We believe it can contribute to New Mexico's overall tourism economy. You know, the big question here is that last year, Otero County Commissioner sent a letter, not exactly in opposition to the proposition, so much as stating they didn't see what the benefits would be of redesignating the monument as a park. I think their position still stands. Congress will consider the new bill and discuss it, so we'll see how much more of a base they can build in Otero County to support this movement.
Okay, Jessica, thank you so much for joining us on Alamogordo Now. We'll talk with you next week.
Thank you.